perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am indeed Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to be with you no matter how you're listening today, whether that's on Breadbox Media, on Evangelism Radio, or right here on Patchwork Heart Radio. We are so glad you have joined us for this episode. And on today's program, I am blessed to be joined by Leslie Bertucci. She is a Catholic charismatic worship leader who lives in New Orleans, Louisiana, and in February, she had the honor of leading worship for the 51st anniversary of the historic Duquesne weekend, when the Holy Spirit fell in power on a group of college students as of a new Pentecost in 1967 at the Ark and the Dove Retreat House outside Pittsburgh. Immediately upon returning home to New Orleans, Leslie was inspired to write a song whose lyrics came solely from the prophetic words given at the anniversary event. Hearts Like Water is the result of that inspiration. The song is currently available on several digital download sites, including iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Amazon. It will soon be available everywhere digital music is sold. So, Leslie, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for joining me here on Young Catholics Respond.
Bill, it is my pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, Leslie, I want to talk to you a little bit first about what the Ark and the Dove is and what the Duquesne weekend is. So for our listeners who don't have that background and really know what that is.
Sure. Be happy to explain. So the Ark and the Dove is the retreat site where in 1967, there was a group of college students from Duquesne University who gathered for a weekend retreat led by some of the professors from that college. It was a Catholic retreat. And Patty Gallagher Mansfield is one of the people was on that retreat who I guess several people would know her name. And what happened basically was they had been praying for the Holy Spirit to come in power, and they had prepared for that retreat by reading the second chapter of Acts of the Apostles, where there's this description of Pentecost. And on Saturday night of that retreat, God took the initiative and basically sent the Holy Spirit in power on a group of these college kids who were gathered, and you know, people found themselves in this little upper room chapel, and it really is small. It only holds maybe 20-25 people, but they found themselves on their face before the Lord in the tabernacle. Some of them were shaking, people started speaking in tongues, and they really weren't sure what it was. It was a little frightening, and yet to hear them describe it, one of the most peaceful experiences they had ever had in their life. And so basically from that event that happened the weekend of February 17th and 18th, 1967, the Catholic Charismatic Renewal came from that. And so, as I said, it happened at this retreat site called the Ark and the Dove. This is a place outside of Pittsburgh. It's beautiful. It's 17 acres of rolling hills. And it's two buildings. The Ark is the large building, and the Dove is a smaller building. And so that property had, you know, changed hands, different ownership, you know, over the decades. And it was only in December of 2015 that a group of people led by my husband, Johnny Bertucci, who at the time was the chairman of the NSC, the National Service Committee of Catholic Charismatic Renewal, he and a few other guys formed a little corporation, and the nuns who currently were in ownership of it at that time decided that they were ready to sell. And through a series of crazy divinely appointed events, they were able to purchase that property. And so as of that time, the Charismatic Renewal has had a physical home. Until that point, it never did have a physical place, you know, where people could gather and say, this is, you know, this is our home. Well, now we have that. And so the Ark and the Dove is that place. And so last year, so it happened in 1967. So last year, 2017, of course, was the 50th anniversary. And, you know, Catholic Charismatic Renewal, by many counts, claims as many as 120 million people around the world, you know, who trace their roots back to that event in 1967. So last year was the 50th anniversary, and you know, that was celebrated hugely. You probably saw, you know, Pope Francis, you know, is a big fan of charismatic renewal. He helped, you know, spread it in Argentina when he was a bishop. But, you know, we gathered in, you know, at Circus Maximus in Jerusalem and celebrated the 50th anniversary. We had many celebrations. But we're just very, very grateful that God ordained it, that now we have ownership of this beautiful property, the Ark and the Dove, which is, you know, literally home of the baptism, the Holy Spirit. So that's sort of what, you know, they call the Duquesne weekend happened there because these students were from Duquesne University.
That's incredible. And, you know, Leslie, it was great to celebrate that 50th anniversary at the site or in the city of Pittsburgh with the real big celebration, which was just truly amazing to do that and be a participant there. But yeah, this place, the Ark and the Dove, is truly an anointed place. It is a beautiful place to go and worship and pray and also discern about the future of your life. I mean, there's just so many great things that have come out of this Catholic Charismatic Renewal and this Duquesne weekend. Yes. And it was very, very awesome to see you on Facebook Live leading worship at that evening. I was able to tune in for a portion of that, and it was quite awesome to see that. You want to talk a little bit about that evening and what that evening, you know, the 51st anniversary was?
Yes, definitely. And so many, you know, God-appointed things happened that weekend. First of all, I wasn't supposed to be there. Well, I guess in God's eyes, I was supposed to be there. I had not planned to be there. I actually had the honor of leading worship at the 49th anniversary and at the 50th anniversary the last 2 years. And this, you know, one that just passed the 51st anniversary, you know, my husband, of course, is in charge of everything. And so, you know, months in advance, he's preparing things. And I said, you know, honey, I got to do, you know, lead worship the last 2 years. We have children at home. I have a house to take care of. My son had just gotten married. A daughter and her husband had just baptized a baby the week before. A lot was going on. And so I planned to kind of sit this one out. And so they had, you know, planned on one of the sisters there, the Disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, who now are there helping facilitate the place. One of those beautiful sisters was going to lead worship. So 3 days before the event, which actually was Mardi Gras in New Orleans, we have Mardi Gras. So that was the Tuesday before the weekend. This beautiful sister called my husband and said, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I pulled a muscle in my arm and the doctor says I can't do any activity, so I won't be able to play guitar and lead worship. And so, you know, just one of these crazy things 3 days before the event. And so my husband came to me and said, well, we'd really like you to lead the worship if you would. And I said, you know what? I guess God wants me there. So sure, I'll go. So 3 days before the event, you know, booked the flights, whatever, got there. And it was just a small group of people, you know, who was going to be there. Because, again, the chapel itself only holds 25 people. Right. So it was really only people who are members of the council and the board of advisors of the Ark and the Dove. But that actually was sort of like a who's who of people in charismatic renewal leadership from around the U.S. There were three people who are leaders in the renewal in Brazil. The renewal is huge in Brazil. It really is. And then Michel Moran, who is the former Icarus chairman, International Catholic Charismatic Renewal Services, from London. So that small group of 25 people was sort of representing charismatic renewal around the world, if you will. And so here I was, really humbled to be there, I'm thinking quite by accident, but so glad to be there. And so you say you saw the live feed on Facebook.
Right.
That was almost an afterthought, you know, just a few hours before we had that prayer meeting in the upper room on that anniversary, you know, date on that Saturday night. Fernando Nascimento, who is from Brazil, he's the coordinator of projects for the Association of the Lord Jesus, and works with Father Eduardo Doherty, who has one of the TV stations in Brazil. They were there, and he has a large Facebook following. And so Fernando says, why don't we do a Facebook Live event so the people in Brazil can, you know, can watch the prayer meeting. And so they did that. He had his little tripod. He set up the, you know, his iPhone basically and did Facebook Live. And I was amazed at the end of the event. You know, we kind of checked to see, we had 30,000 views. Yes. of that, that prayer meeting, within the hour, 30,000 views. And I thought, oh my goodness, these people are really, really interested in this. And so what happened, basically, it was about an hour and a half prayer meeting, and it was just me and a guitar and everyone just singing our hearts out to the Lord. And a thing that just occurred to me to do right before we started, you know, I have had my iPhone with me, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to record the audio of this prayer meeting just for myself, just to have it. And so I just kind of set my, you know, my iPhone on record, and, you know, because I knew there would be prophetic words coming forth, and I, you know, just thought for myself, this would be good to have. And the Lord actually had plans for that as well, to incorporate that into the song later, which didn't even occur to me at the time that I was recording it. So all these little things that came together, which of course God knew from before beginning of eternity, and to us it was like, oh, this would be good at the last minute we thought of. So it all worked out just beautifully. It really did.
Yeah, and this song, but from all the different audio, I mean, it just is truly beautiful. And we're definitely going to make sure our listeners hear a portion of the song here during the interview, or toward the end of the interview. But Leslie, I want to find out, we have about 3 minutes before I got to take a break here. I want to find out from you the title of the song, and we can kind of tease it here and come back on the other side of the break. The title of the song, Hearts Like Water, where does that come from? Where does that flow out of?
So that actually comes from a scripture from the book of Lamentations. It's Lamentations chapter 2, verse 19, and it says, pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. And right before I started leading worship that night, as I often do when I'm leading worship at an event, I prayed with my Bible in my hand. I said, Lord, give me a word for this night. And I opened to that, you know, chapter, to that verse in Lamentations. And I said, okay, Lord, you're telling me you want me to, you know, just pour out my heart like water before you in worship. And that night, so many people had prophetic words and images involving water. So that one tied in beautifully with so many of the other words, which I ended up incorporating into the song.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Well, Leslie, let's just take a short little break here on Young Catholics Respond. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk about the song and about the ways God is blessing blessing you and the world through it.
Amen.
And then we will play a little clip as well for our listeners and tell them where they can get it, because it's such an awesome thing. So we'll be right back after these short messages here on Young Catholics Respond. I'm Bill Snyder.
The words spoken by Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego nearly 500 years ago are almost too good to be true. Asking that a temple be built at the site of her apparition, she promised that here I will give all my love, my compassion, my help, and my protection to all those who love me, cry to me, seek me, and who have confidence in me. Here I will listen to their weepings and alleviate all their sufferings, necessities, and misfortunes. My name is Alan Napleton, and I live in Dallas, Texas. I have visited her shrine in Mexico City dozens of times, bringing my own petitions, and have found Our Lady to be true to her word. Over the years, I have brought hundreds of pilgrims to this holy place without incidents, and have now founded Viva Guadalupe, a nonprofit that provides safe and inexpensive pilgrimages to Our Lady's shrine. If you would like to take our Blessed Mother up on her promise and learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information.
Judy Hare was a bankrupt, homeless, drug-addicted college dropout on the brink of divorce, but is now a seminary graduate and devoted wife and mother of four children. What happened? Find out in her autobiography, Shattered: How God Restored My Heart and Life. Her journey of faith has been called brutally honest, truly inspiring, profound, heartbreaking, and life-changing. Shattered is available now for only $15 on her website, judyhare.com, on amazon.com, or at your local Catholic bookstore. As Judy says, it is never too late to become the person you deserve and desire to be. So stop wishing for change and start doing something about it by reserving your copy of Shattered today.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond here on Patchwork Heart Radio. I am Bill Snyder, and today we are talking with Leslie Bertucci. She is a Catholic charismatic worship leader and the author of Hearts Like Water, although maybe we can say the Lord is the author of Hearts Like Water.
Absolutely.
But through the gift of Leslie, it has become available to the public. And Leslie, we kind of left off, you know, talking about the title of the song and where it comes from, the Book of Lamentations. The title comes from there, and the inspiration, and all the other prophetic words that are gathered up in this. What is the overriding message of the song? What is it, you know, what is it trying to tell people?
Well, basically what it is the Holy Spirit speaking to the body of Christ what to expect in the next 50 years of charismatic renewal. And the chorus, I think, says a good bit of it. It says, the floodgates are open wide, releasing power from inside to unite, not to divide. For he hears his children cry, come Holy Spirit. So that night when the Lord was speaking through all these different leaders of the renewal, so many images of water, like, you know, floodgates bursting open and waterfalls cascading and, you know, just the current of grace, the current of grace, meaning the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Lord just kept saying, you know, I've done it, you know, for years, but you ain't seen nothing yet. You know, like, what's coming next is going to blow you away. It's so much more than what I've already done. And there was just such a sense of expectancy and anticipation. And you know, the Lord just kept confirming, you know, I'm going to do even more than I've already done. And so just images of water, like power of the Holy Spirit, like huge waves, you know, crashing and flooding. And it was beautiful.
How awesome is that? And that powerful image of the Lord and of that, because I think we're in a time where we need hearts to be refreshed, and we need we're totally in that right now, in that age of the church, and he totally wants to do that. As you said, we haven't seen anything yet. I think right. You know, the best is yet to come. Frank Sinatra song, right? But it's so true. So tell me about, you know, I mean, this is a piece of your ministry. You know, this, mm-hmm. this one song, you have, a band called No Loud Rocks, which, has an equally awesome title and story behind the title. Tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Sure. So basically several years ago, well, I guess backing up even further. So my husband and I, we've been married 33 years. We have children. God has blessed our whole family with the gift of music and evangelization. And so, you know, lots of youth ministry and young adult ministry and worship ministry has gone on the last 33 years in our marriage and in our family. And all the children have been involved in that as well. We do a lot with CCRNO, Catholic Charismatic Renewal of New Orleans. And years ago, I was led to form a band, which included some of my own children, my oldest sons, James and John, and then some other young adults in the band, you know, to lead some worship at some CCRNO events. And we've since, you know, traveled around the country as well and done worship. So the name No Loud Rocks, and we like to spell it as all one word with capital N, capital L, capital R, comes from the story, which you can find in several Gospels, but the one that I look at specifically is Luke chapter 19, when Jesus is riding into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and the people are all shouting, Hosanna, you know, Hosanna in the highest, and the Pharisees get kind of upset about this, and they tell Jesus to tell the people to stop shouting his praises, and Jesus comes back with this beautiful line. He says, I tell you, if they don't praise me, I will raise up the rocks to praise me. The rocks will cry out. And so when I read that, I think, you know, I don't want to be replaced by a rock. I want to be the one to praise the Lord myself. So we call the band No Loud Rocks because we don't want the rocks to get loud. We want to be the ones to praise the Lord ourselves.
Yeah, praising the Lord. How beautiful is that? Yes. What a great message for listeners too, during this Easter season, to truly praise the Lord and don't forget to praise him from the rooftops. Otherwise you will be replaced by a rock.
That's right.
So that's great. Leslie, the time flies by here on these interviews and, you know, I want to make sure that listeners know how to get to, you know, find you for your ministry and find the song. So tell us a little bit about, you know, just about how people can get in touch with you for your ministry and then also for the song as well.
Sure. Well, they could actually go to the Ark and Dove website, which basically is www.thearkandthedoveworldwide.org. So thearkandthedoveworldwide.org. There's actually the story of the song. There's a link, I think, to the Facebook, you know, the Facebook Live that we did that night. And there's also links to get the song on iTunes and Google Play that way. Or you can just search Hearts Like Water on iTunes and Google Play. But going to the Ark and the Dove Worldwide website is probably the easiest way to do that.
Very, very cool. So that's awesome. You know, Leslie, I want to make sure that we actually feature the song for our listeners. So anything else you want to say about song as we kind of leave it to the listeners to as we go to the song here?
I just want to give a quick shout out to my son, John, who produced the song. He recorded and produced it. On the song is basically just myself on guitar and Locke Marcello on keyboard. Lily Livaday is on violins. And these are two young adults who had been with a youth choir that I led, back in the day, 6 or 8 years ago, who were much younger. And now just they're fabulous musicians. And they also sing a bit on the song. And the cover art, which you'll see if you go to the website or go to download the song, was actually watercolor painted by my husband Johnny's brother, Joseph Bertucci. It's a beautiful watercolor. So it's kind of a family thing, you know, that we all pitched in together and made this happen through the grace of God.
Awesome. Well, let's listen to the song. And so thank you for joining me here on this episode to talk all about it. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on, and we'll definitely have to have you on again.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Now, here is Hearts Like Water.
Jesus, we trust in you. We believe.
God is doing something new. God is doing something new. We pour out our hearts like water before the Lord, all his sons and daughters. God is doing something new. Oh, God is doing something new. Streams will burst forth in the burning sands. His current of grace flows through every land.
Renew as by new Pentecost the grace of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you, do it again. Do it now.
Floodgates are open wide, releasing power from inside to you.
What I have done in the past. I am doing new things to empower my church for this time.
The dike is breaking, floods pour out. God's people raise a holy shout. The world cannot resist the power of the Spirit in this hour.
presence of the Lord, in the presence of the powerful Holy Spirit. Unworthy to stand, we bow down.
The Spirit poured out will remain until Christ will come again, and every nation will proclaim the power of His holy name. Jesus, You are holy, You are worthy, You're the only Savior. Jesus, You are holy, You are worthy, You're the only Savior. Jesus, You are holy, You are worthy, You're the only Savior. Jesus, You are holy, You are worthy, You're the only Savior.
The King of Glory is coming to this place.
Hey, hallelujah.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program, or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
Faith comes from what is heard. And what is heard comes by the preaching of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard?
Do you seek to make Scripture a greater part of your daily faith journey? Would you like it readily available on your smartphone or tablet? The Truth and Life Bible app delivers to your mobile device the complete Catholic edition of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible with a concordance entirely free. You will also enjoy free content from Father Robert Barron's Word on Fire, Father Jim McElhone's Word Made Clear, Jeff Caven's The Great Bible Adventure, and the Catholic News Agency. In addition, you can hear the Gospel of Mark dramatically proclaimed by world-renowned actors and actresses like Blair Underwood, Neil McDonough, Kristen Bell, and many more. The full audio dramatization of the New Testament, along with the Ignatius Study Bible, can be purchased within the app. It is available on the App Store, Google Play, Amazon Kindle, and at downloadjesus.com.
Our Blessed Mother wants only the best for her children, and has given us a special place where she promises to help all those who appeal to her motherly love and protection. Telling Saint Juan Diego that here I will alleviate the sufferings of all those who love me and seek my protection. That holy place is now the site of the beautiful Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. If you would like to learn more about how you can visit this special place of grace, please visit vivaguadalupe.org for more information. Our Lady may be calling you now.
Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe. The Contemplative Stations of the Cross audio devotional is now available from Patchwork Heart Ministry. This devotional features an introduction and overview of the theology, history, and spirituality of the Stations of the Cross by Father Bill Zimmer, a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, along with an audio version of the Contemplative Stations of the Cross led by author Bill Snyder, and the Stabat Mater, chanted in Latin by Marissa Ellison. CDs are $7.99, and digital downloads are only $3.99. Copies may be purchased by visiting patchworkheart.org or calling 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.